second, having a hell of a time, huh?
Having a hell of a time.
Yeah. Is he, they broken up yet, or?
No, they're still meeting, they're still meeting, so.
What are they meeting about?
Well, the ZBA came in with two propositions.
Yeah.
One was to insert the article from the agreement about elections into the communique. And the other one was a complaint about the terminology of zones of control.
Yeah.
Joining zones of control. That, I think, they fall off on. My guess is that what Henry is working on is to try to get a statement on elections inserted into the communique. In hopes that the ZBA would come by. It's fairly innocuous, you know, we have quoted, the communique now does contain other quotations from the future. But of course, elections, well, the DRB is sensitive about right now.
Well, if they're not being elections, they know that.
Of course, of course.
So why? Why do they object? They can even put the way it could be handled, since we could say this communique is in no way, it abrogates any of the subjects that covered in the previous communique, not mentioning this one.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, it does contain language like that. And of course, both sides are equal on that idea. Called the master plan at the end of the day, and I said, you know, look, whether it's in or whether it isn't in, the agreement is still completely valid.
The president will say so.
That's right, and we have given him those.
All right, why don't you tell the caller on the phone and tell him to talk to me, and that I will make a public statement to the effect that the article with regard to elections is in, or some kind of thing. And I will see with the public statement that I have prepared himself and say the article with regard to that is in. Or write the president you a letter to that effect too. So, they've got to get this thing done.
Well, it really mystifies why they're hung up on these two points. Neither one of which means anything in terms of what they mean.
It mystifies me for a reason, because in their areas it's an honor, so it's a dishonor, because we don't want them to fall, but you know very well that their areas have got the Congress so they'll go up the wall, and they'll play right into the hands of our enemies. If an army is able to blame South Vietnam for failing to agree to strengthen the agreement on everything like MIA and everything else like that,
that's right.
Good heavens. And Congress wants to make either side.
That's right.
Either side.
That's right.
And we're going to have a terrible fight. And if he thinks for 1 minute he's just going to sit there and get it, he's out of his mind. So, they're looking down.
There's no question on that. And we know, for example, that Master Fong has reported quite accurately the conversation with you and the ones that we've had. It's just hard to figure out what's in their minds. They just seem to be.
Would it be helpful? I don't. Maybe it isn't helpful. If you want, well, you can tell the ambassador that the president will make a statement to that effect, or the White House will make a statement to that effect, or even if it's worthwhile.
Well, I'll.
Don't do it.
Let me see where we are. I suspect, you know, that by the time he could get back there for the message and get turned around to Paris, it's probably going to be over one way or another. But I'll hold that, and if it looks like that will turn the trick, then we can do it. But see, either that's what Henry's working on now, or trying to figure out some formula for a two-party document that we can agree to without. Okay, but I don't think that
they can agree with you.
I don't think so, and that's of no real value to us anyway, because it's the other two parties that have to commit themselves.
Well, suppose we don't get it. Let me go back to what the previous agreement was.
That's right. That's right.
It just says that we are unable to reach agreement, we'll continue to work on it.
That's right. That's right. I think
that. It'll be the sophisticates will say it's a terrible thing. It isn't terrible. And, I mean, it's too bad in certain areas. But as far as the public interest is concerned, what do you think?
no question about that.
Yeah, but again, it's always, we don't need to be as desperate and concerned as we're in December and January.
Oh, it's an entirely.
Might be fine to get it done, but if we don't get it done, we don't, then we go on being pressured.
That's, I think the chief problem, if we don't get it done, is going to be with the Congress, and it's going to be, there's going to be growing opposition to South Vietnam and to arguing what we can help.
All over South Vietnam, it isn't just Cambodia.
Of course.
South Vietnam involves Thailand, everything. The Congress wants to get out.
They want to get out, and this will be another argument to get out. We tried, we can't do anymore, let's just get out and cut our losses. I think that will be the impact.
So, yeah, I think we've won the battle that we fought for 4 years. Keep that going, in other words, their battle all along, and sink the whole thing. Get out, try to go down the drain.
Well, of course, that would be the tragedy if this contributes to it on such.
On the other hand, I think that if someone just the Indians are going to survive for a while, I think so.
Oh, yes. They're quite strong. I think their army has now quite a good deal of esprit. I think they think they can handle it. And I think they're in pretty good shape right now. But over the long term, if we take short of it, it's hard to be really optimistic.
I know. They've always known that.
Oh, there's no question about that. No question about that. This communique, how much it would help, it's difficult to say. So I think there's still an outside chance that we might get something that they wouldn't still be needing if it were really helpless. As I say, it would be.
No, about 430 acres, 500 acres.
Say 500 acres. So it's
4.4.
So there's no question that they're grappling with the substance, and I guess my guess is it's on this one point on the election. Which has no significance one way or another, really. It just doesn't matter what it's in.
Well, the zones of control, I understand, they think that's a partition. Of course it's a partition.
They're so confused on that. It is a partition, but it's in fact a partition right now. They came out last month and started pressing for defining zones of control. They did. And so then we said, fine, that's a good idea. And now they're afraid at legitimizing this split of the country into two parts. But it's very carefully caveated in the communique. The two parties have to agree on who controls what, and that they'll never be able to do. They agree on where they'll station these two-party teams. It doesn't have to be along the zones of control. So it really does not tie them down anymore. It's a psychological problem.
Yeah.
And I can understand your concern on that point. By comparison to what they're risking.
They better take a hard look at the American psychology at the moment, which is a basically new isolationist bug out psychology, not only for them, but for Europe. That's our problem. They have these enormous cuts in defense that they're talking about. There is a feeling of withdrawal in this country, which, except for us, would lead us to a disastrous policy of weakening ourselves and by socialism, and frankly, given the Russians a free hand to look over to each other.
Oh, that's right. I don't think there's any
question about it. Desperate battle.
And if it weren't, as you say, if it weren't for your strength, we'd all be way down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it would just be a disaster.
Yeah.
But how do you convince the GVN?
Well, we've tried. Could have said it for a month at the ambassador.
Couldn't have. And
we got to talk to you later. I mean, when I sent another message, you sent another one today.
say we know that the ambassador is reporting DC quite accurately.
We have a council meeting at 11 in the morning.
Yes, yes, I know that.
I'll say goodbye.
And that doesn't help.
It doesn't make people faithful.
That's right. Well, as I say, I think the fact that he's still meeting, if there's an outside chance, that would be able to salvage it.
Well, no, I have his determination as well as his great ability to, you know, find other paths. Maybe I don't think I've ever been too part of it.
Well, I don't think it's not really of any value. I can't imagine the North agreeing to it. It's not really of any value to us.
Well, it might be better if you had any kind of communication.
It would be better than nothing at all.
Sides agree that we would do this and that and the other thing.
Be
the
other.
We'll meet again in regard to saying that you've got the GBN and another GBN table to meet.
Anything would be better than having to say we've had the talks and they have.
And they did because of the GBN's opposition. That is what I'm concerned about.
And that they don't become a
well, the enormous uproar in the Congress.
Well, and that's the problem, because while we don't have to say anything, just that we had talks and we couldn't agree, there's no problem, couldn't agree, but the North is going to come out in gold, and they're going to say, we had an agreement with the United States, and it was sidelined for weeks. They'll make sure that the true story comes out, and the consequences that we all bear in the Congress.
Thank you.